Thank you. How are we doing so far? And then the countless bridge schools, you know, where we began friendships with not just our best pal, Neil, but, you know, people like Tom Petty, David Bowie. But even more importantly, the kids and their parents. We still think about it all the time, and we hear that there might be another reason to play the bridge schools. I'm just catching my breath because we're about to go now. We got Josh Klinghoffer on the drums. We'd like to dedicate this show to Matt Cameron. We hope you feel better by tomorrow, Matt. We love you, man. Thank you. Seattle. He's lived up here for the last 10 years. And when Jeff gave him a call the other day, he was one of my buddies. He's one of the best music teachers in the Bay Area. He's about to give us a lesson on drums tonight. It's been a real pleasure having him in the band for the last 48 hours. Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Mr. Richard Stubberoo. He's got grit, he's got guts, and when we talked to him the other day, basically he just said, put me in, coach. So here we are, we had a great night last night, playing songs for the first time, and tonight we should play the start. Richard in the back there with a Neil Young song that we played with him on a record called Miracle. And we're thinking about you, Uncle Neil. This one's still valid even though it's 20 years old, like most of his songs. This one's called Throw Your Hatred Down.
Here in the country's world,
we mentioned Bowie before, and this song is also about life on Mars.
Oh,
Here's one way of playing along, I don't think so. Let's see if we can get it right. If I forget the words, you can help me.
Thank you.
Richard, Josh. We'd like to introduce you to one more drummer tonight. This is very exciting for us. And I saw this group play called The Alive. How hard they could play and how much impact they had. And they were playing their own songs, and then they had a Metallica cover that Blue Doors, and my daughter reminded me that they're from here in Mill Valley. So tonight we reached them this afternoon, and please welcome to the stage Mill Valley's own Kai Newcomen.
I got a perfect feeling, baby, and I'm feeling lonely, not nothing coming down.
Army moves, Golden State won 110-96.
Just my way. We are those lies.
And Mr. Sungasser, he wrote that one. I'm just going to take a second to apologize. I kind of lost my temper, but it was my mistake. So now I'm just mad at me, which is the way it should be. You know, the last couple of years have been pretty tense, and this COVID thing, and how it affects us all, and our relationships, and the stress it puts us under. And I'm just talking normal people or even lucky people like us, but if you think about all the healthcare workers and all those on the front lines risking their lives and losing their lives, you know, we just got nothing to complain about. So I gotta remind myself that, but man, you just, I think we're all anxious to be fucking done with it and not have things like... We're almost there. We'll do it together. And you know what? I'm still mad that we weren't united at the beginning of it. Rather, we were divided. What the fuck was that all about? Fuck you. Fuck you for dividing us. For politics. Fuck you. Fuck you. We'll be right back. Little puzzle part of that lyric. At one point it says, much to be done. It says, carve a path for rivers rain. Carve a path for rivers rain. River is a young man. He's the son of Steve Gleason. I saw some ALS shirts out here. He's one of our great friends. Mike is extremely close with him, and he's been a great friend of the band, and he's been a great inspiration for so many people in the ALS community, and those with ALS, and those battling it, and those seeking help, and also donating money for cures. Steve Gleason is a hero of ours, and River is his son, so Steve is clearing the path for River's Ring. Tom and his son Reese. You're out there somewhere, right? Tom, I'm gonna keep looking for you. Tom and Reese, we're so glad you could make it. And we also have Wayne and his son Brad, who's 17. He's out there somewhere. Thanks, Pops. That's good parenting. This one goes like this.
Thank you.
I don't know when we'll be back here. You want some more? Got some if you need. Is everybody back here? I can feel it. You know, before we continue, like I said, we've been coming here 30 years. And I've made a really good friend. He's always been there for us, and he's a legend. But you might not know who he is. You know everybody that he's gotten to the venues that you've come to see play. He was the one who drove Led Zeppelin to the Cow Palace. He's the one who drove Keith Moon and Pete Townsend to the Cow Palace in Winterland. He was the one that drove Paul McCartney here just last week. He's also Neil's favorite guy of all time, and you know we spend a lot of time in transit, and there's only one place and one person that we've ever had since the first time we came to San Francisco when we played the Bridge School that time. Since then, 92, 30 years now, he's been our confidant, our driver, and a great friend. And he never gets to stand in the spotlight, but he deserves to. He's a handsome guy to boot. Butch, come out here and say hi, will you? Jeff Amon on the guitar. She lies and says she's in love with him. Can't find. Ladies and gentlemen, in this car from the Hawaiian Island, the Master Disaster, the man with the white hair, Mr. Boo, Desmond!
Thank you. Thank you.
My friends Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey, I know they've always loved this part of the country, this part of California, and on Sunday they're going back to play Cincinnati for the first time since this tragic event happened back in December of 79. So I just wanted to wish them, you know, I know they've been carrying a lot of weight for decades now. And for them to go back and play, I hope it brings a lot of peace and healing to everybody, the families, the band, the communities. And we know what it's like. We've been through it, and Pete and Roger helped us through. So we owe them. We were trying to get there on the day off, but because of this fucking COVID shit, and we just can't. And so it's brutal to not be able to be there and be part of it. I just wanted to send all this room's positive energy towards Ohio this weekend. Because we love the fucking room. We'll be right back.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks, everybody. I love you. Good night. Goodbye. See you next time. Chaka.
Some of it, yeah. Yes.